All right, everyone. Thanks for coming today. We're going to go ahead and call the April 6th, 2017 Environmental Advisory Committee meeting to order. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the agenda that Rachel sent out? Any edits, discussion?
No.
All right. So we'll get moving. This one's pretty heavily weighted in old business. We had a little issue last month with getting a quorum, so that's why we're weighted in the old business area. In front of you, does everyone have a copy of the letters of support drafts?
Okay.
So these are from prior presentations we heard from Rachel and from friends of the Okalawa. This would have been January and February meetings. And these letters of support were asked from the presenters as being helpful tools, whether it's for funding or for getting support from the commissioners, what have you, from various projects. Is there any discussion about those letters of support? So we could take them one at a time. So the Friends of the Oklawaha.
One picky thing that I don't really think matters. Sure. The real name is Friends of the Oklawaha Greenway.
Ah, okay.
But I don't think it matters. Other than that, I think it's a great letter.
Yeah, we can make that edit. Any other edits that anyone noticed?
No.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve. With the change of adding Okalawa Greenway?
I'll make a motion. Can we approve it?
I'll
change.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. All right. So that brings us to the Coons Farm Park letter. Any edits or discussion around that letter?
It says updates for the project in process. Did you mean project in progress?
Yes.
That's the only thing I saw.
Let's see. Share updates from the Coons Farm Park project in process.
You just say planned. There's nothing really in process. I misunderstood what's happening there.
Well, I think some of the updates that Rachel shared is the there's grant applications she's putting in for that would help fund the Riverwalk. Is that right? We can
probably just say project.
Okay. All right. Coons Park project.
Mm-hmm.
Take out in process.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve that one?
I have another question beyond just dense. The second to last sentence, we believe investments in education provide with increased access or excellent tools to keep everyone engaged. Increased access to what?
I believe what I was thinking of was just the environment, but, tools to get you outside, like greenways, what have you, but.
Access is a very hot term in the world of recreation and greenways. And I think people interpret it in lots of ways, but I think it means access to recreation, access to wellness and health, healthy lifestyles and activities.
Right. Could be transportation, could be
public access, is it?
Yeah, access. It's the hot term for describing a lot of this greenway stuff. In case anyone asks you to write a grant, definitely use the word
"access." It's one of the have to haves, right?
Bold and
that's right.
All caps.
All right. Got a motion?
I move to accept.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mary Beth. All in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. Okay, so we've got some pollinator week updates that came after our last meeting, or maybe in the meeting prior to that. Rachel checked in with the county attorney to see what are we able to do as an advisory committee, because we don't want to put our foot in our mouth, obviously, or work outside of our charter, if you will. So Rachel's got some updates to that end.
So I asked our county attorney what kind of level of involvement you could have as far as like the soliciting. I asked him specifically about committee members soliciting businesses to be a part of Pollinator Week, like you had gone through last summer when we were going through this process and talked about trying to get restaurants and things on board. And so that's what I asked him specifically about, and he just said that it is in-person solicitation of donations would be a whole different can of worms, basically, than you as a committee publicly stating that you support a cause or a movement or whatever, like you're doing with these letters. He said, obviously, that's fine. Governmental actors soliciting private financial participation can be interpreted in many ways, which are not always positive, is what he said. So I interpret that to mean that you shouldn't, as a committee, go say to Sanctuary Brewery or whatever, hey, we're the EAC, can you be in on this project with us or whatever. I don't know if that means you, I would assume that that doesn't mean that you as an individual citizen of the county who happens to be a member of the EAC and you're volunteering to help with the city, I don't see where that would be a conflict of interest. So I can definitely clarify that with him. I think that would be okay. But it does raise the question of what kind of support are you really going to give to the city by just saying, yeah, we think Pollinator Week is awesome. That doesn't really help get the process of the actual events happening. So I can try and have a longer conversation with him or some other administrator at the county just to kind of see where you are with things. Because I know if you want to help, it could even be that you just volunteer and you happen to be on the EAC, you know.
As long as we don't represent ourselves as members of this committee.
Right.
What do you think?
Could he come talk to us?
Possibly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or get him or Sarah or someone from the county attorney's office to come and talk about it, yeah. At the May meeting. That would give us, will that give us enough time now?
What's the conflict? What was the point of conflict? Asking for donations?
Governmental entities soliciting private donors for donations.
Mm-hmm.
And as appointed citizens. Not something that should be done.
Yeah, and the problem was, Philip, if we're trying to drive more awareness, support for Pollinator Week, how do we go about doing that if we can't go to businesses and ask them to support, you know, get involved? And we're trying to figure out how can we be helpful within the powers we have.
And your charter as a committee is super limited. I mean, it just really doesn't say a lot.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have the right building location for a meeting for that, which I'm going to get him to update that. But anyway.
Okay. I think it would be helpful if someone from the county attorney's office, Rachel, if you can show them what the requirements are for Bee City.
Okay.
And then we can get real, like, okay, you can do this and this, but don't do that. You know, like, stay away from this landmine here.
Okay.
Something Rachel and I were talking about before the meeting was, do we want to recommend to the manager's office or the county commissioners that we look to become a B county? You know, when we started this process, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that. It was B city only, but since it's become B counties.
And B campus.
That's right. Yeah, so there's all varieties of B entities. So, you know, if we were going to do that, I think it would be straightforward. We could work with the city, but we want to make sure that we can be a partner in that. You know, not just say, we support it. We're not going to do anything. So, yeah, if you don't mind doing that, Rachel, I think that'd be helpful. Because we got what till it's like the third week in June is when Pollinator Week is.
I can't remember what she said the dates were, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
And the other clarification from the county attorney was that you can't electronically vote on, you can vote on like a meeting date, but you can't vote on items that require any kind of substantive comments or conversation. So we can have public call-in non-meeting date votes. So I could set up a conference call number. You could all call in. I could post it on the website. Anybody in the county could call in at that number, and you could vote that way. I feel like that's a lot of work, but that's your only other alternative to voting on something that maybe has some urgency outside of your normal meeting date. So that's the only other way to handle it. Or like a public chat thing online. I don't even know. There's ways to do those things, but it has to be available to every member of the community to understand and hear your discussion. So.
Gotcha.
That's the problem with the email, is it's not available publicly?
It is technically, I mean, it's all public record.
Yeah,
anyone can solicit it. It's just solicit me to get the responses from all of you. It's just that the, if your emails are all in a chain between us, without publishing them, there's no way for the community to have heard your discussion to weigh in.
That's fine. I was just making sure I understood.
Yes, that's what it is. Just like we can't have more than three commissioners in the same room having a conversation about a topic, because then technically it's considered a public meeting and it should have been advertised. That's just part of the sunshine rules in the state. So. Same with appointed committees. So.
Transparency.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which is very important, you know, but it does complicate things and schedules is the only problem for some of that stuff. So. That's what I got for you, but I'll see what I can find out, and it may just be an email clarification that I can send to you all.
That's fine.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. That's really the meat of our meeting today. Does anyone have any announcements for the good of the group? Anything coming up? Rachel?
I have one. A group of folks from the Mountain True Recycling Committee and other people are going to take a tour on Friday, April 28th of the Atlas Organics Composting Facility down in Hermia Pass in South Carolina. It's about an hour and a half from there. And I asked the coordinator if you all could be invited to join in on the tour. They're setting up a carpool. So it's going to be from 8 a.m. till about noon probably to get down there, tour, and come back. So it's a large industrial scale type composting facility that takes all kinds of waste. And it's on the Greenville County landfill. And they are another entity that's in our region that, you know, stuff can go down there as well as up to Danny. So if you're interested in going, if you'll just
are they affiliated with who we currently send our regular trash to?
No, our trash is going to Union County. That's Greenville County. But it's still up to South Carolina, I guess. But if you're interested to go, there's a few details on here you can read through and just write your name on here, and then I'll put you in touch with the coordinator.
What's the date again?
Friday, April 28th. Yeah. It's a morning thing. I don't know. It's not super convenient, but you don't want to go too late in the summer or too late in the day. Because it's really bad.
You've been there.
Been there. We went in July, and it was 95 degrees.
I've got an announcement just in case anyone's interested. They're doing a Green River cleanup this weekend, Saturday at 8. If anyone's interested, they're going meeting at Fish Top Access, Green River Cove Road, if anyone's interested. A lot of fun. It's amazing what you can find in a river. Always amazed.
I'm going.
Nice. Philip will be there. Outside of those few announcements,
do you guys know that Blue Ridge is a big campus now? You said that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
We're officially a big campus now. So
nice. How recent is that?
Like 3 weeks.
Wow.
Well, we've been talking about it for a while, but...
Who was the torchbearer, the paper filler outer for all that?
Carol Ann Linden.
Who's she?
We have a sustainability committee, a faculty staff sustainability committee. She's the chair of that committee, so I'm on it.
Is she also faculty?
She's staff.
Nice.
So we're doing that. That may be an opportunity for us, the committee, to get involved and be something in another fashion because, I mean, college is basically part of the county, so, or at least very closely tied to the county. So.
Yeah.
That's a potential. We just got it done, and so now we basically are in the stage where we have to do all the things we said we would do. We are officially on the website, and we're on their website, Bluefin's website.
Nice. That's good.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have a garden area? Or?
Yeah, what's the coolest little plan in the works? You got any installations, gardens?
We've talked about... Well, first of all, it's my understanding that we have some areas that are pollinator gardens already, but we just don't have signage up on them, basically. Mm-hmm. And our facilities, our grounds people have done a pretty good job of that kind of stuff. They don't advertise it a lot for whatever reason. But there's several components. It's all on their website. But you have to have, like, an educational component once or twice a year, mm-hmm. and you have to have various things. So we've talked about, you know, we're really in the very beginning stages of how do we actually put this piece in place. So, you know, we may try to see about getting a speaker of national level kind of speaker to come and talk. That would be pretty cool. There's some funds out there to be able to do that.
One idea would be to, hi Pam, would be to copycat what University of North Carolina Asheville has done.
Yeah.
Would there be hotel?
I have not.
Seen that?
No, we just got it approved and everything, and so it's sort of the end of the semester, and we're all caught in that maelstrom of crazy that happens at the end of the semester. So, so that's what I thought it was. I didn't deal with it directly. I mean, other than help with research or whatever, and I was the one that found it in the first place, but. I thought it would be a more lengthy, like, application process.
And poof.
Yeah, but basically they approve you, and then they say, okay, now do everything you said you would do. You know, so we're like, okay.
Time to make good on those commitments, right?
We tossed on some students today, and we may, you know, look at doing something around the horticulture area. Mm-hmm. We have greenhouse and all that.
Nice.
We're probably not going to have bees on campus, though, because...
These are changes. Some minor changes.
Sounds good.
No bees.
Part of the issue for, and I don't want to speak on Blue Ridge's behalf, but I mean, part of the issue with anything like this is like what she was just saying is that maintenance is the issue. Is having it designated somebody's going to maintain it. And our biggest issue in general with these types of things is that students roll over. You know, so I mean, it's harder to get somebody. I mean, students will be all enthusiastic about it for, you know, while they're there, and then they leave, and you got to make sure you got some males coming in behind them. So.
Talking about.
And I'm not a beekeeper, and we don't have any beekeepers on staff. I mean, nobody there is a beekeeper, so.
You know who never heard of bees? Last night I was at a Flat Rock. Information intake session for a bike pass, and the DOT guy was there, and whenever I see a DOT person, I say, hey, you know, pollinators, and he never heard of it. Oh, that's a unique thought.
That's too bad.
Well, I put a bee in his ear.
There you go.
Nice.
Isn't it a flea you put in people's ear?
Well, that brings us through... We went through, Pam, just to bring it up to speed, we talked about both the letters of support you have in front of you, made a couple small edits to them. So those will go to the commissioners shortly. And we just went through announcements. The next next thing is basically been just what we've done each meeting is, do we want to meet next month? Each month, it's been kind of a silly question, I agree, because we typically needed to meet next month or wanted to, so.
I guess what we need to do is I need to get the clarification from Russ on what you can do first, and then you'll need to meet in May if you're going to do anything for the pollinator week in June. But if not, so you can...
How about if we schedule, but if we can't do anything?
Of course. Yeah, just make it tentative.
Yeah.
The question I have, Rachel, is if there are, like, let's just say hypothetically, I guess my assumption anyway, is that our charter hasn't been updated in a while, potentially.
Right.
Is it worth our time to look at that, see if there's anything that's substantive that we should...
In the charter?
I don't know. I mean, is that something that other committees are doing?
I don't know. That's a good question. I can find out.
Yeah. Because I just wonder, you know, I know we were solid waste originally, and now we're still that, but we're doing other things. I wonder if there's anything in there that we feel like needs consideration or needs editing. I'm not sure.
That's a good idea, and
Okay.
I know that the board had been discussing, and I don't remember all the discussions from the board meeting about member terms and trainings and things like that for citizen-appointed committees. So I don't know if that's just going to be specific to groups like the planning and zoning groups, or you know, folks that may have like a quasi-judicial kind of take on what their duties are, or are actually deciding on, I don't know, rules and regulations and stuff. Whereas you know, this body is more so doing it from an advisory perspective compared to like the Juvenile Crime Prevention Committee or some stuff like that.
Sure.
So, I'll have to find out from the clerk and just kind of see what the process is on that. I'm not sure.
Right.
It says EAC in your charter. It just, it's from 2011 and I don't know, kind of old, but.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Would that be a good time to discuss frequency of meetings? Because those the bylaws say one thing and we're doing another.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says as needed, as, you know. The committee shall have the authority to change the schedule of regular meetings without the necessity of the approval of the Board of Commissioners. So you're fine with that. You have to have four a year, but you don't have to have any more than that. You can't have less.
And we can email vote on whether to have the May meeting or not.
I believe.
Is that what you said?
Yes. As long as I publish the notice within enough time before the meeting.
Right. Well, we've got it set up, but if we decide we don't want to do it, that's something that can be done with an email.
From what I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll tentatively schedule our meeting for May 4th at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Anything else for the good of the group? We may have just set a record for our fastest meeting.
Yeah. This is the one I have to pick to begin.
30 minutes on the nose.
I make a motion. so it's literally 30 minutes.
All right.
What was that?
May 4th.
Is the meeting
over?
You have some show and tell after the meeting?
I just want to put in a plug for Mountain True and biomonitoring. If you haven't gone.
Bugs.
To learn how to identify macroinvertebrates. It's a hoop. And I'm just sharing all these macroinvertebrates with you in case you like bugs.
That's a good like fish, right?
Yeah,
we're actually going to help on Monday.
It's really fun to.
Some of the students, yeah.
Thanks, Larry.
There was a lot of water in the streams on Tuesday.
We the last
Larry,
couple
your jacket
times
over
we
there?
Helped with the one
there,
that.
Larry!
There, is that your jacket over there?
I won't get far.
Last couple times we've helped with the show.
I lift this stuff
over.
Well,
oh, man.
Awesome.
He's a lost cause, though.
Yeah, I did a screen print.
Thank you.
And then
yes, sir.
Identified
and wrote it, you know, punched the button to make sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to